B-Pod Studios.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette. Kiss 95.1.
Good morning.
Hello.
Welcome back. It's a brand new day.
Hey.
We are so excited.
There you go, brother.
Yeah. Did another HelloFresh last
night. There you go, brother.
How was it?
35 minutes. Took me over an hour.
You'll get better. It's the prep time.
Oh, I don't know how to dice anything.
I told you to get a slap chopper.
I get so upset at some point, and I just start chopping like just all willy-nilly until it looks like it's in a bunch of itty-bitty pieces. I just don't care.
Sterling, do you want your onions diced?
Gosh, you know, typically we do, I know we're supposed to do the day in 30 seconds. I'm sorry. We'll just start with me.
Go ahead, Roy. How's your day in 30 seconds?
I'm talking about HelloFresh. And typically we like have like a food, we try to food prep with a local company, and we're stopping because Sterling is going to be busy and traveling, and I'm traveling, and we're just kind of taking a little bit of a break from that.
Mm-hmm.
And then so I thought, well, I'll order a couple of HelloFreshes and it'll be super easy. Well, not with me behind the driver's seat.
It's super easy because you have everything in a box. You don't need to go to the store for anything.
Shopping. Which that is amazing.
Dope. That is dope.
What you will get better at, since you're only on day two, what you'll get better at is your making.
Yes. And so Lorraine told me to go buy a dicer.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go do that. But yeah.
Okay.
That was me yesterday.
My day, 30 seconds, it was Tuesday, huh? Spent most of my time here at the radio station because we had a really great interview with the Carolina Panthers' Cam Newton, which will air tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.
Yes.
And we're actually, in 20 minutes from now, we're going to talk about something really cool that he did for Nicole. Which I think turned out really cool. So we'll get into that. And then I went out to dinner last night, and my son spilled water on himself and was so embarrassed. Like, he wanted to wrap up and go home, and I was still in the middle of my meal.
Mm.
He was embarrassed.
Oh, yeah, he was embarrassed, and he doesn't like being wet in his clothes.
Yeah.
You know, nobody really does, but yeah. So he was like, "Dad, hurry." And he came over. He's like trying to eat so I could speed up. And I also had like a half a glass of wine. I had a pound. And we had to leave because my dude was wet and embarrassed.
Stuff happens.
Yeah, I know. So what about you, Lorraine? What was your day like in 30 seconds?
Lots of construction. So we started
on your life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, yes, in general. But we started construction on the new house, which is really exciting. So they're redoing our fireplace, and then we're doing a couple other things. But our engineer came over and helped me put up two lights yesterday.
The radio station engineer who makes sure the radio station runs
and is
broadcasting. He installed lights?
Yeah, so he came over after work and helped me put up a fan and a light fixture in my bathroom.
Wow.
Our engineer, Brad, who did that for you, is like, he's a jack of all trades. He can run the radio station. He can, like, and then I think he's also in charge of the vehicles. I think he's in charge of general maintenance, too. Like, if there's a flat tire, he does it. If there's a battery that needs to be changed, he does it.
Yeah.
He's out every Friday at the crack of dawn running quartz for
us. That's true.
He runs the internet so that we can broadcast live from Duncan's.
But he was awesome. And I thought he would yell at me a lot.
Yeah.
And he didn't.
You helped him?
I helped him the whole time.
Can I just say, and we talked about this yesterday, just off the air between Manny and I, Loren. Well, off the air is like, you would think that she's building the house from scratch.
I know.
She's like calling all these different companies, ordering stone and like trying to negotiate deals. And we're like, it's already built. Like,
what are you doing?
Move your furniture in.
Why are you constructing so much?
I literally sat here yesterday and until I was blue in the face, like my brain hurt trying to figure out square footage for stone. Like, ooh, what?
Does Dallas know how much you ran up a tab on all this construction? Or are you keeping
Did you have a budget?
I do have a budget, yes.
Are you already over?
No, not over.
Okay.
But you know what I did is...
You used Brad for free to help you stay under budget.
He was great.
Smart.
That's a girl.
I hit Dallas with a really high quote and then a like normal quote. And he was like, oh yeah, the normal quote's fine. And you just go.
Okay.
I love that she knows how to manipulate the system.
I know. I mean, eventually you will move into the house, right?
Yeah.
And we boned it for a month and a half.
They're going to add another story, and they're going to construct.
I think we're not doing that much. I think it's going to be done in like 2 weeks. So I think by the end of the month, we'll be move-in ready.
I know you say it's not much, but gosh, it seems like you're dealing with the world over there.
I'm sorry, you're calling from where? Oh, Stones Are Us? Yeah, I remember. Hold on, I got the roofer on the other line.
At one point, I heard Lorena conduct a Chinese business deal. She was speaking another language over there. I was like, what type of transaction is this?
Do you have a container out in front of your house?
Yeah.
You're getting into the thick of it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Like there's scaffolding in my living room.
I love
Can you post a picture of what's going on?
Yeah.
So people can see. All right, head over at the MRL show on our Insta. If you're equally as amused.
Lorena's to wear a hard hat to go to her house.
Lorena bought a new house and is reconstructing it. We'll tell you how you could win some serious cash in 3 minutes.
It's 95.1. We are the Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show, and we want to give you money.
That's right. We got $100 for you this morning at 7 a.m. with our 5 seconds to cash contest. Yesterday at noon, Cameron gave away $400 to someone who knew the song. What song was it? I forget.
It was,
what was that, Nicole?
Let You Down.
But everyone thought it was Lie. And so we played the clip, and then people would be like, y'all are wrong. We're like, no, we ain't.
Hey, but you had us thinking.
Yeah, we did. We had a good double check.
So 5 seconds to cash happens weekdays. Make sure you listen if you know the song. If you can guess the song that we're playing, then you get the money. And if you don't know it, then the song and the money carry over. So it's the same song and the money builds. So the odds are actually in your favor. If right. you know it, listen. Listen at 7, noon, and 4 weekdays here on KISS 95.1. Hey, sorry, I had to pick up my show sheet. Up next.
We're going to talk about Cam Newton did something really cool for Nicole.
Yeah, no, this is awesome. I really am super happy that he did this. He seemed like he was into it, and I think Nicole's going to go through with it.
Oh, she's going through with that.
Yeah, it better happen.
Is something with permanent ramifications. We'll tell you about it in just about 7 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
KISS 95.1. We are the Manny Roy and the Ram Morning Show. Yesterday, we were working late in the afternoon because we had a awesome guy, a big friend of the Manny Roy and the Ram Morning Show, QB1, Panthers quarterback Cam Newton, stopped by and re-recorded an interview with him, which, by the way, you can hear that interview Thursday around 7 a.m.
So one of the cool things that we talked about with Cam was he wanted to know about Nicole and her artwork. And he was asking, like, where did you start, right?
Yeah, because, like, if you don't have tattoos, like, seeing someone with a lot of tattoos, you probably have questions. And, and that's what I think, like, his opening question was, like, so what made you decide you wanted to get pinched a lot?
Yeah. He's got one. He's got a little tiny one on his finger.
Yeah, and I wanted to tell him that doesn't count. But, like, we started talking about it. And before, like, when it was just us in the studio before he got here, and we were just, like, brainstorming, I threw out the idea, you know, jokingly, where I was like, yeah, he can sign me. Like, I would totally get that tattooed on me. Because a lot of people do that with, like, their favorite artists. Mm-hmm. If they, like, sign them or, like, write their lyrics on them, they'll get it tatted. So I, like, jokingly said that, and then we get to start talking about tattoos, and Manny's like, hey, Cam, write something on her, she'll get it tatted.
Yeah, I didn't say write your autograph. I said write something. Come up with anything you write.
Yeah.
She'll get tatted.
You can't do an autograph. That's, like, it's...
So after he, like, thought about it and went back and forth, and he wrote something. He wrote his little, like, saying, one love, right on my wrist.
Now, does he use the number one as L?
Yes.
Yeah, as the one and L. So
I think it's really cool. It's, like, where you would put a watch, you know, on that side of the wrist.
That way you can hide it.
Super cool.
You can hide it if you need to.
Well, I think I'm past the point of hiding.
I know. A million tattoos. Why would she hide
one? Well, your grandma doesn't know.
This is true. Long sleeves and long pants for grandma.
And long hair.
And long hair.
And a boy.
Middle of June. And a boyfriend.
Yeah. Oh, grandma.
In the middle of June. Myrtle Beach.
Hot. You're going to get that done, right?
Yes. I'm going to go after. So he wrote it in permanent marker. But, you know, life happens. And so it's starting to wear off a little bit, so I got to get it tatted after the show today.
Worst case scenario, we're going to see him Friday at the Kicking It with Cam Celebrity Kickball Tournament, so you can have him go over it again if you don't get in.
It'll be done by then.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. You should show it to him.
Yeah, yeah, I'll have it done
show
today.
It off.
What color ink are you going to get?
Black.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What about like,
What, you want like rainbows over there?
Maybe.
Red?
Because I kind of vibe that it's like a kind of a reggae thing, like One
what?
Love.
Maybe if Bob Marley did it.
It's Cam.
Yeah, but it's Cam. No, this is my black and white sleeve.
Okay. All right.
Whoa. She designated colors for an arm.
Well, she has colors on the other arm.
I have a color sleeve, and I want a black
okay.
and white.
Can you put that up at the MRL show?
All right. Yeah, I'll put it up.
So far, here's what we have posted at the MRL show on our Insta. Lorenz Construction, which looks like the cathedral that caught fire in France with all the scaffolding. There's scaffolding. It looks like a massive construction project. And then Nicole's tat that Cam did. Go check that out. That's an exclusive, man.
Yeah, it's a good story. Like some, you're either into it or you're not. And at this point in like my stage of tattoos, like I'm here for the story. Like that's a good story. And if I can have that for the rest of my life, I'm in.
That's awesome. And you told your mom, who's not crazy about your tats.
Yeah,
what'd she say?
My mom is 100% in. She was like, go do it today.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. All right, good. Cam Newton, we are going to have an awesome chat with him. We had a lot of fun, talked about a ton of stuff. Make sure you're locked in 7 a.m. Thursday morning.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorenz. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Hey, Nicole, somebody asked where you go for tats. Do you want to give them a plug? Nicole, can you hear us?
Nicole, are you going to Made to Laugh?
Is that where she is? She's not listening.
She's turned it down.
Is that where she goes?
Yeah.
Made to Laugh. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we saw the Met Gala was a very star-studded event. All of the Kardashians, except for one, was there. Now, Kim, Kourtney, Kylie, Kendall, and Kris were all in attendance. And this was actually the first time Kourtney has ever gotten an invite. The creators.
Well, Kris was blonde, by the way.
Yeah, she was. I thought she looked great blonde.
I did, too.
Anyway, the people behind who makes the guest list said that they thought that Khloé was too, quote unquote, C-list to be there.
Really?
Yeah.
I could see that.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's not surprising. Do you see the stars over there?
Yeah,
she for sure was a C-list compared to
I don't know. I think all the Kardashians are A. You're going to break them down individually like that?
I don't know. I think Kylie
you
want to
play
and
the Tom Hanks game?
Remind me.
Who would pick up the phone for if this person called?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's not up there, man.
No. I think Kim and Kylie right now are like the Jenners to see. Anyway, she was not invited. Kim was the big star there, of course.
Okay, Kim's the most popular Kardashian, right?
Yeah.
And then Kendall.
No, I'd say Kylie.
Kylie. Is she the model? Kylie. I get them confused.
No. Kendall's the model.
See, the model, I think, is more.
But Kylie has been all over the news lately.
The lipsticks and whatnot.
And the scandal. Yeah.
Don't forget Caitlyn.
Oh, she's fell off the stardom path.
Yeah. But I don't think she wants it.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway, CMT Music Awards just announced their nominees. And Taylor Swift and Shawn Mendes are both recognized. Taylor got two nominations for her work with Sugarland, and Shawn Mendes got a nom for his collaboration for Keep Me In Mind with Zac Brown Band when they did the CMT Crossroads together for that performance.
Good.
Yeah, so that's exciting. Charlize Theron said that she was asked to do Wonder Woman, but it wasn't for the lead role, and she says that this was an age-defying moment in her career.
So somebody had said to me, oh, there's action on this thing, Wonder Woman. You should, you know, we just want to make you aware of it. And I was like, I'm not familiar with it. I don't really know what it, like, I mean, what does Wonder Woman do? And this person said, no, it's for Wonder Woman's mom.
What a blow to the ego. Dang. All right. So Meghan Markle has had her baby, and coming up in the 7:30 Dirty, I'll let you hear what Prince William has to say to his brother, and Kate Middleton even got in on it. And you know there's supposed to be this big feud between the two of them.
Cool. Okay.
That's your Dirty.
We celebrated National Teachers Day yesterday. It's actually National Teachers Week, where you can kind of celebrate teachers all week long. It's also another profession's day today. We're going to tell you big thank you to that profession coming up in just about 7 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
I
seconds of summer, all the hits, Kiss 95.1 with the Maney, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show.
If you're a fan of BTS and you want to go to New York to see them perform on Good Morning America in your own private VIP area, I would say be listening in 5 minutes
okay.
from now. And we'll have another shot for you again after 8 this morning, too. So BuzzFeed put out this really great article. Yesterday was National Teachers Day, and we're going to get into that again this morning here in just a little bit. But today's also National Nurses Day.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah, they share like the same week as teachers, which is rough.
Yeah, well.
You know?
It sounds like more reasons. I love a good celebration. That's great.
Double up.
Yeah, imagine if you're a teacher of nurses.
nursing school?
Yeah.
Here's some common misconceptions about nurses, and I thought these were great. Like, a lot of the times, the nurses are the one that are telling the doctors what needs to be done to the patient. And not the other way around, like a lot of us think.
Well, they know the patients. They're with the patients all day. True. The doctor just pops in.
That's right. They are constantly being asked by the doctors for their opinion in most cases.
Nurses are awesome, man. There was some politician, I don't know, because I don't really get into politics much, but they were like insinuating that nurses just sit around and do nothing. And I'm like, have you ever been to a hospital before? Have you ever seen?
Right. Or a doctor's office?
A doctor's office? Yeah. I've never seen a nurse just being like, you know what? I'm going to go take a nap.
Yeah. I mean, Dean's got a 7:30 checkup this morning. That's the only time that Amanda can get in with him.
Yeah.
And so 7:30 this morning. You know what I mean? Nurses are going to be there. They're going to be ready to go. These are some misconceptions about nurses as we celebrate National Nurses Day. While some people say, well, nurses have it easy because they work 3 days a week. Nurses would like you to know that the other 4 days of the week are spent recovering, sleeping, hydrating, and attempting to have a family.
Yep. Absolutely.
Let's see. Some other misconceptions. Some patients think my job is to answer their every beck and call. I'm here to keep you alive. Okay? And I'll do it up to the last dose of medicine to make sure you continue breathing under my watch. They're not servants.
Yeah.
Their job is to keep you alive and keep you, you know, medically.
You know, there are some nurses and doctors, great bedside manner, though, that, I mean, really go above and beyond. Yeah.
This is a good one, too. Nurses, I'm sure you're going to love this one. I find it so frustrating when people assume that I'm a nurse because I didn't want to go through all the medical science and schooling to become a doctor.
I'm sure that's obnoxious.
That's not true. I just wanted to be a nurse.
Hey, it's not easy to be a nurse either, by the way. That's not like it's the easy way out, by any means.
So, by the way, there's also absolutely no need to show modesty in front of us. We've seen it all.
I love it. I think nurses are awesome. I have a friend of mine, and she was a nurse, and she quit. She was very frustrated with the group of people she worked with, and she was like, I'm just so upset. I quit. I didn't have a backup plan. I did it kind of out of, you know, emotion, and she was freaking out. And I'm like, you're fine. They need you. Like nurses, like hospitals, like you're needed.
Yeah.
And within 2 weeks, she had another job that paid more, by the way.
Oh, mm-hmm. Good for her.
So it's like the best thing that's ever happened.
And don't forget, nurses aren't just the hospital nurses. You know, they're at the doctor's office. They're at the...
Aren't they at schools? Don't schools
have nurses?
Yeah,
there's a school nurse.
Yeah, school nurses. There's nurses at the, you know, the urgent cares.
Yep.
And things like that. So thank you to all the nurses. Thank you for what you do. We know because we have such a tight relationship with our friends at Levine Children's Hospital. We know that it's not easy for you to turn it on and turn it off each day, but you do it to get through. So
with me, how much I go to the doctor, I know firsthand the work you do, and I appreciate you.
There you go. Amen.
Coming up next with the Maney, Roy, and Lorraine Show.
So yesterday was officially National Teachers Day. And we talked really nice about our teachers, and that's what we should do. But let's be honest. Every single person has that one teacher that they remember because that teacher just wasn't that great. You couldn't stand the teacher.
Yes, I have one. It was the third grade, and she was... It was a tough relationship.
All right, we're going to talk to Roy, but we also want to hear from you at 704-570-9595. Yesterday, we celebrated the teachers. Even teachers could call in and talk about a teacher they didn't like. That's what we want to hear from you. How about the teachers we didn't like? Who was it? Why didn't you like them?
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It's the Maney, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show. Little over 5 minutes from now, you're shot at $100 with our 5 seconds to cash contest. Know the song, win the money, right here at the MRL Show. So yesterday we did celebrate teachers for National Teachers Day.
We did.
But let's be honest. We'd be joking and kidding each other if we said there wasn't a teacher in our past that we just didn't get along with or that we didn't like.
That's fair.
And a lot of times, it's our fault. It's not the teacher's fault. But needless to say, it's a teacher that we remember in our history. Someone with an area code 860 said you follow National Teachers Day with something about hating teachers? Seems like a backhanded compliment, but that's not it.
Nah, we're just keeping it real.
Not every teacher is perfect.
No, in fact, we had someone who sent us a text message who said they had a teacher that was so bad that they inspired them to become a teacher.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
A high school teacher, he was really smelly, always spit on his students when he talked, and was rude. I didn't understand something on a test, and he sang me the ABCs instead of helping me understand. I'm now a teacher because of how awful he was.
I had a teacher named Mrs. Bear, and man, I would get so upset because she would drink Diet Pepsi in class, and like we weren't allowed to have soda as kids, and I was so angry about it. I was like, she's like teasing us with the soda that she would crack open in the middle of class.
Yeah.
I don't have the audio for it, but there's a teacher, a good teacher, who she realized that one of her students had an end of the year test that was really giving her anxiety. So that Old Town Road song, the new
Lil Nas X.
Yeah,
yeah.
They made like a Old Town Road song to ace the test.
Yeah.
So that's good. Yeah. That's good news.
That's good news. That's what
she's
we're saying.
Going viral. But.
And for all the teachers that we've had in our lives, of course there's going to be one or two that we didn't get along with. I mean, I specifically remember I had a freshman teacher. He taught Latin, and he was just very belittling. Like, okay, we get it. You know it, but we don't. Like, Latin's a very tough language to learn, and it was just kind of like the way he talked to you. He didn't, like, respect you as a person, you know?
Let's talk with Matthew and Rock Hill. Welcome to the Manny Roy in the Room Morning Show.
Hi, yes, sir. I was calling in. This actually kind of relates to what they just said about how it's probably our fault. But I had a teacher back in middle school actually it was elementary school. And he had quite a temper tantrum. One day, one of the students brought him in, like, a little glass red apple as, like, a present. He set it on his desk. And later in that day, he got so mad that he slammed his fist down onto the desk, and the glass apple actually bounced off his desk and shattered onto the floor.
Whoa!
I really liked the man, and I got no principles for it. It's in the back of my mind since I was a child that I just despised this.
What'd you do to get him that angry?
It was just the class being bad, just not listening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, we probably caused it, but I mean...
That's what we said early on. We're probably responsible for the reason why we don't like these teachers. One teacher wouldn't let me talk to my friend during class, so I don't like him already, you know?
And you don't know what's going on in people's lives either.
I mean, we for sure as kids were snotty brats.
Let's not glaze over that.
Yeah, we're brats that's spreading germs. Like, we're no angels.
Yeah. Yeah, but then let's be honest. You get a teacher like 803 texted in and said, I had a teacher take a marker and write stupid on a kid's forehead in front of the class.
That can't be recently.
My gosh. This is Anonymous in Hickory. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show.
Good morning. I'm a teacher, and my first grade teacher, who was not really pleased with me being in her class because I got moved out of kindergarten, and I went to her and I told her that the little boy sitting in front of me had bugs in his hair. Well, she read me the riot act, sent me to the principal's office. I got read the riot act because I was bullying him, and I had more privilege than he did, and I needed to understand that not everybody had what I had. Well, then 2 days later, the entire class had lice. Because he did have bugs in his hair.
You were right all along.
What grade were you in?
First.
Yeah, kids at that age are so face value. They will just tell you what is on their mind.
Absolutely.
Hey, did you say you're a teacher now?
I am.
Did you think back then you would have been a teacher?
No.
Yeah.
No. But I'm a middle school teacher now.
Yeah. And you're probably super, like, you know, you have to respect the students. That's all it is, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, each text we're getting and all these calls on hold are about how teachers disrespected the kids in front of the class. And that, you'll never forget that.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Yeah, like a humiliation type of thing.
Thanks, Anonymous.
It's been similar to me. Like, in second grade, I had a book. I evidently had to pull a certain book, and I couldn't find my book. But the book was right in front of me. But for whatever reason, I couldn't find it. And so we didn't continue until I found my book.
Oh, yeah.
And then I started crying because I'm in second grade. And I'm like, I can't find the book.
Yeah, yeah. Or the teacher who punished the entire class because one student misbehaved.
One person, Manny, was talking.
Yeah. One particular Manny misbehaved.
You're the problem kid.
How dare you guys think that?
Renee in Mooresville. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Ranch Show.
Good morning.
Hi, Renee. So you're sixth. This happened in the sixth grade?
Yeah.
What happened?
We had a teacher, and she made us run suicides. The class was horrible. They were mean. But she made us run suicides outside on the asphalt, and it was like in September or October. It was still really hot. And there were like four of us that had open-toed shoes on. She said we couldn't run with those, so we had to take them off. We had blisters on our feet so bad.
Oh my gosh.
It's
awful.
It was horrible.
Thanks, Renee. I had a history teacher who was also the gym coach. I've talked about him on the radio before, and he, if you got in trouble, he would make you carry all the football equipment up the hill to the football field.
Did you see this 704 text message that we just got? This poor girl got fat shamed in PE class. They were,
by the teacher?
Yeah. They were doing something, and I guess she was beating one of the other kids. And the person yelled, "Are you going to let a fat girl beat you?"
Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. See? I mean, not every teacher is perfect, let's be honest. But these are things that we'll never forget in our history. Like, my mom tells stories all the time. Back when she went to school in the 50s, the nuns and the priest, if you were left-handed, you'd get whooped with a ruler until you wrote right-handed.
Oh my
yes, dude. Totally true.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. WNKS, WNKS, HD Charlotte. Time for 5 seconds to cash on Kiss 95.1.
All right, we got Tom and Matthews. You are live with the Manny Roy and the Ren Morning Show. Are you ready to play 5 seconds to cash?
Me and my two boys have been waiting for this for a long time, so absolutely.
What's their name? Go and shout them out.
I'm Thomas. Thomas Jr.
And Denny.
All right, guys. We're going to play 5 seconds of a clip. If you can name the song, we just need the name, you get $100. Here we go.
All right.
For $100, what's the name of that song?
Oh, my God. You know, it's Taylor Swift.
Three. Just pick one out.
Is it?
Two?
Isn't it?
Is that
that's
the...
That's one.
The name, isn't it?
No. It is not called Isn't It? But don't worry, we're going to put another $100 back in the jackpot. $200 up for grabs at 12 noon with Cameron. And you can call back and try to win then, okay?
Thank you. Thank
All right.
You.
Bye, all right, Tom, and Denny. Bye.
Yes.
I'm Tom Jr. I'm Tom Jr. the third. And we can't guess the song.
We'll have Cam Newton on the show tomorrow around this time. Mm-hmm. And we talked about how he didn't want to name his kids after him.
Yes.
You know, so you'll be able to hear that tomorrow
at
7 a.m.
Speaking of kids, I was told not to go into too much detail on the next story by my wife when I told her I was going to talk about this on the air.
Oh, really?
And so I'll respect her. Yeah. I was in the car yesterday, Loren. I listened to, like, we do something where we talk about what's coming up on the show so everybody listening throughout the day knows what we're going to do today.
Yep.
Yeah. Roy goes, we've been lied to by Manny about his son. Find out the lies he's been telling at 7 a.m. I'm like, it's not that bad. And quite honestly, I don't think I'm alone. So here's what we need. Show Roy that I'm not the only one that lied about my son's age so that I could get something for free. 7:05. 704-570-9595. And now Dean's at the age of six where you have to explain to him that what daddy is doing is wrong and he can't say anything.
This just went, by the way, please call us 704-570-9595. But did you see the video that just went viral of the dad trying to tell his son to sneak in candy into the movie?
No.
Yes.
It just went viral and he's like, don't narc on me.
Yeah.
You're going to hide these Skittles under your shirt.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, walk normal.
Yep. All right. I'll tell you what I lied about and why I told Dean to just go with it. Okay. But we want to hear from you. What was it? Why did you lie about your kid's age? 704-570-9595.
The Maney Roy and the Ram Morning Show. Maney has been lying.
No, no, God.
So crucial.
I, listen, I got to make it like, you know, TV dramatic.
This is payback because the other day Roy said that he threw something of Sterling's out, like off the air, and he goes, and Sterling wasn't happy about it, so I said that on the air. He goes, no, it's no big deal.
Yeah. And you made it all crucial on the radio.
No, there is a restaurant that we go to, and they think that Dean's a year younger than he is for like the last 2 years. So he turned six, but there's a five and under special for free at this restaurant. And so we went last night and I was like, we're doing it again, Amanda. And I'm talking about this tomorrow. She goes, don't say the restaurant. Don't even bring up the fact that Dean, you know, we have to explain to him that what we're doing is wrong and he's six now.
Do they know you at the restaurant or are you just ruining your chances now?
Yes, okay. They know. They know. This is the coup de grace, as they say. This is the end of the end.
You know, I have to say, though, like, I don't blame you. And going into this, I was like, oh, maybe he's lying about his kid's age. And then I thought about it. But if I could have gotten away with this, I would have. But, you know, lap kids under two fly for free, and you know I love to fly and go on big, you know, go places.
Mm-hmm.
So if Cash didn't look like he was 10, I would have lied about him being two forever.
Yeah, he's
but
tall.
He's like 6'5" and 2.5, and I can't get away with it anymore.
Yeah, and now Dean's six, so he's aware of it. So he's like, Dad, is it because we don't have money? You can get the money out of my piggy bank if you want me to pay for my dinner. And that's why Amanda and I were like, you know what? This is probably the last one. And I go, well, I'm just going to mention it on the air. I won't say the name of the restaurant or
next
anything.
Next time you go, you should say it's his birthday.
Happy fourth birthday to you.
Fourth birthday. Let's talk with Lindsay and Charlotte. You used to lie about your kid's age as well?
Oh, yeah, all the time. So that they could get the buffet for a free price or a discounted price.
Yeah. Yeah, you leave it out there. You really leave it the fruit hanging for the parent to grab and lie.
And I get it because the kids don't eat that much. You know what I mean? The kids, they're not eating what adults eat. Like, there should be a discounted price. And I remember when I was a server,
Lindsay,
at Country Cooking, the All-American Buffet, sometimes I would know the kid. I would know they're lying. And I was like, whatever.
Right.
They're kids.
It's a promotion to get people in there. Like, the rest of the family's going to eat.
Who cares?
Yeah.
This is Aaron in Hickory. Hey, Aaron.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey, buddy. So you lie about the your son's age as well?
Absolutely, absolutely. So I was actually telling Nicole that it's not just one thing. It's been numerous things. And I guess, you know, Manny, as your son gets older, you can even vouch for this. You know, we went on vacation, like Myrtle Beach and the resort. You know, if it was 10 and under, the kids stay free. My kid was 12 at the time. I told them that they were 10. I mean, what are they going to do, check his ID?
I know. We're just not setting a great example for our kids as they get older. You know what I mean? That's starting to creep into my head.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's just been, you know, it's your children, you know, that you got to spend so much on because sometimes take advantage of them sometimes, you know.
Right. Hey, Aaron, you say to your kids, you want that bike? Then, by the way, you're 10, so that I don't have to pay for you to go on vacation. That money's going to go to your bike.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, Dad, why? You know, why did you tell them I was that? I was like, hey, you know that Xbox you were talking about for your birthday?
Yeah.
Just go along with it.
There you go. All right. Thanks, Aaron. Well, I'm glad, Loren and Roy. I mean, there's a lot of people on hold and texting in that have done this before.
Sure.
It gets a little more difficult as they get older. That's all.
I do remember a brief time before my parents had explained to me what they were doing was wrong. My dad would pretend that he just got my age wrong. He was like, oh, you're not five?
Yeah. Smart move.
I don't even know your birthday, let alone how old you are.
My bad.
Smart move. Oh, someone said that they used to get into a certain park here in the Carolinas and actually got thrown out for lying.
Wow.
They got called out and they were asked to
leave.
Really? Mm-hmm. Yep. Somebody caught on to them. I guess the kid had a mustache. Which makes it tough for a five-year-old.
Your son has a better beard than you.
Again. If your kid is like 6'5" or has a mustache, you probably need to stop lying about his age.
My five-year-old's just pulling in his car right now.
Yeah.
Just give me a minute and I'll get him in here for
you. He's very advanced.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's Random Survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Hey, Travis, Mr. Brown, U.S. Census Bureau. We're going to get your paperwork submitted in. We have the back page of the population count. It's an opinion questionnaire, and I have to get this submitted in for 2018. We have to put it in before the fiscal year.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so to kick things off, and how many kids are in your household?
No kids.
But how many kids are just darn too many?
Are you just making conversation now? Or?
Nope, it's a question that I need the answer to.
Sounds strange, but I don't know. Five would be too many kids for me.
And how many times have you wished upon a star?
Who is this?
Mr. Brown. When was the last time you bought some scratchers and cigarettes?
What's your name? What's your name and where are you calling from?
Mr. Brown, U.S. Census Bureau, we've been over this.
No, I don't believe you.
Well, you can believe it, buddy. It is, I don't know if you can hear it,
buddy,
but it's red,
really?
White, and blue knocking on your door. It's called patriotism. We got to put the paperwork in.
Patriotism? Excuse me, do you realize that you're talking to a police officer here? Do you understand that you're in violation of 18 U.S.C. section 912?
912.
That it's illegal to be impersonating an officer and you could be sent to prison for no less than 3 years?
How do you know all the laws? It's as if you had the law written in front of you.
Oh, as if? Why do I know the laws? Because I'm a police officer, buddy. It's my job to know.
Were you the nerd in class? Because I really don't think... I never believe the cops know all the...
Oh, you are messing with the wrong guy.
Oh, really?
You are messing with the wrong guy. You called
but
the wrong
I
number,
bet,
my friend. I
bet.
Don't know what this prank phone call is, but you're going down. We're going to track this number, and I'm calling you back.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Ah, so the question, Roy, is, did he hang up or did you hang up?
That was me hanging up.
Your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Whoopsie. Yeah, with the moment he said tracking.
Oh yeah. God. Hey, by the way, if you're going to send a message to Roy to tell him to do a senseless on someone, at least notify him that the person's a police officer.
Yeah.
Going into it.
I don't go to jail.
What's right. going on in Hollywood, Loren?
All right. So Chris Brown, he just had someone arrested on his front lawn. Now,
was it Roy, Mr. Brown from the U.S. Census Bureau?
It was not. Mm. It was a woman who believed that Chris had put a hex on her son, and she was showing up to his house. She had flown from Texas to his place because she wanted Breezy to lift the bad voodoo that he put upon her son.
Sounds
she showed
legit.
Up the lawn with a Bible and... saying, I want you to lift this curse, while the police, of course, showed up, and Chris was not home at the time. Now, Taylor Swift, she has a new video out for Me, which is her new song, and she says that there are dozens of hints and clues that fans can follow.
When we're planning a music video, and I know that it'll be really fun for them if we create like a scavenger hunt throughout the video, like to me, that's more fun than when I used to make videos and I didn't try to plant clues.
Yeah.
Like, I love this. They've let me know over the years that they really are looking for every single detail.
Hmm. Yeah. So, and she also says that there's a couple different tiers of clues through the whole thing. So there's some clues that will happen almost immediately, and then stuff that will happen, lyrics, that when the album comes out.
Remember when I found a whole bunch of Easter eggs in Greenville? Mm-hmm. I wonder if maybe I ruined her video shoot.
That was part of the Taylor Swift video.
Could have been.
Maybe. Did you see Katy Perry had fallen at a Met at a Met Gala after party? She was wearing that hamburger outfit, and she fell over while she was dancing, and it was like a turtle trying to get back on right side up. She couldn't get up. She had to have some people come and help her, and there's a video to prove it. Prince Harry and his wife are saying congratulations to Meghan Markle and Prince Harry after the birth of their first child.
I'm looking forward to seeing them in the next few days when he's quite down. And, I'm very pleased and glad to welcome my brother to the Sleep Deprivation Society that is parenting.
Hey, was that TMZ that got a hold of him? You know how TMZ gets a hold of you at like, the airport while you're on the runway?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kate Middleton also had some well wishes for her sister-in-law, and this is putting a little stop to that rumored feud that was going on between them. That is your dirty.
All right, let's play Can't Beat the Rinse, 704-570-9595. Call now, take her down.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorenz, sponsored by Sycamore Brewing on KISS 95.1.
Hey, Lydia, welcome to the Mini Roy and Lorenz Morning Show.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, you're playing Can't Beat Lorenz today.
Yes.
All right, Lydia, get her out of the studio so we can ask you five pop culture questions.
All right, Lorenz, get out of the studio.
I'm going.
Lydia from Salisbury kicking Lorenz out of the studio. She is opening the door and slamming it shut. She can no longer hear these questions.
Hey, Lady Gaga turned heads at the Met Gala the other night, but her male co-star in A Star Is Born wasn't there. What's his name?
Bradley Cooper.
Chris Evans went to his 20th high school reunion in Massachusetts. True or false, his Marvel character is Captain America.
True.
Everybody noticed a very out-of-place cup from a familiar coffee chain in last week's episode of Game of Thrones. What chain's coffee cup got left in the scene?
Starbucks.
And Lil Nas X makes his TV debut thanks to his song with Miley's dad, Old Town Road. Who is Miley's dad who's featured on that song?
Billy Ray Cyrus.
And question five, The Bachelorette premiered last night and three people are already gone. They've been cut. There's a former bachelorette who lives right here in Charlotte. What is her name? Three?
Adrian.
Okay, come on in, Lorenz.
Lorenz, it's going to be a tough battle. Our friend Lydia got four correct.
Okay.
All right, let's see how you do, Lorenz, if you can make it six straight. Lady Gaga turned heads at the Met Gala the other night, but her male co-star in A Star Is Born wasn't there. What's his name?
Bradley Cooper.
1-1.
And Chris Evans went to his 20th high school reunion in Massachusetts. True or false, his Marvel character is Captain America.
True.
2-2.
Everybody noticed a very out-of-place cup from a popular coffee chain in last week's Game of Thrones episode. What chain's cup got left in the scene?
Starbucks.
That is correct. 3-3.
So funny. Lil Nas X makes his TV debut thanks to his song with Miley's dad. It's called Old Town Road. Who is Miley's dad who's featured on that song?
Billy Ray Cyrus.
4-4.
Roy, is that right?
Billy Ray Cyrus, that is right.
That's your favorite song that we're playing on the station.
It's my jam,
yeah.
Man. It's okay. My jam.
All right, Lydia, let's see if it's a tie or a straight-out win. Question five, Lorenz. The Bachelorette premiered last night, and three people have already been cut. There's a former bachelorette who lives right here in Charlotte. What is her name?
Emily Maynard.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Lydia said, I think Adrian.
Mm-hmm.
Final score, 5-4. Lorenz, you win with six straight wins.
Ugh, Lydia, I'm so sorry. Sometimes
it's
those sometimes those bachelorette questions get you. But you know what,
yes,
I want to hear before we let you go.
I can't stay up that late.
That's fair. Neither can we. We DVR. But you know what we want to hear before we let you go.
My name is Lydia from Salisbury, and I can't beat Lorenz.
All right, thanks for playing. Have a great day, Lydia.
It's Confession Wednesday. We're taking your confessions free of charge. Get those skeletons out of your closet. Call KISS 704-570-9595.
It is the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studio. 704-570-9595. Call and confess. It could be something serious, could be something silly. We've had confessions where someone said I was at a party and I peed in the closet. You never know what you're going to get with Confession Wednesday.
Yeah, you can be anonymous, of course, and we can even disguise your voice if you need that. And we need your calls to make Confession Wednesday happen, so 704-570-9595.
All right, we have Anonymous. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show. What would you like to confess?
Hi, good morning, guys. I just wanted to, it's pretty serious. So, like, I cheated on my ex-husband with my current fiance. And I'm currently divorced from my ex.
Okay.
And the confession is that, you know, my parents, they really loved him. And, you know, we were very close. My parents don't know that I cheated at the time with my current fiance, and neither does my ex.
Okay, so nobody knows except us.
Nobody knows, yeah. They all thought that, you know, of course, that I met my current fiance.
After you were divorced.
Well after.
Yeah.
Well after.
You know,
yes.
I think this happens more often than we think.
Oh, sure.
By the way.
Yeah.
And let me ask you something, Anonymous, and please be honest. Did you, I guess things weren't great with your ex, and you don't have to go into details on that, but would you say that you were test driving your new fiance, and if things didn't go well, at least you knew you had a fallback plan in your ex-husband?
No.
Okay.
Nothing like that at all. Like, it was really well over between us. Like, there was nothing, there was nothing left in the relationship to give. But, you know, of course it's hurtful, and I knew that he would think that, that I was going to try,
sure.
I mean? Like, I just couldn't, it was over. And,
okay.
Yeah.
At any point, were you messing around with the both? Like, did you see your now fiance and then go back to your ex-husband and sleep in the same bed and stuff?
There might have been a little bit of maybe a couple months where that kind of overlapped, and I feel terrible about it. It's just what I felt I had to do to kind of protect.
Why do you feel like you're keeping that secret though? Like, do you feel like it will hinder how people feel about your new boo?
Yeah, and I really care about how people look at me and their perception. And it just was a really rough time. Of course, my new fiance, he was well aware that it was over between us, but he was very hesitant. And I reassured him that, you know, we were going to be divorced. So it was more my idea than his.
Yeah, but I can see what you're saying. Like, you know, if you said nobody knows, like your parents or anybody, I mean, I could, I mean, you still were married and you were sleeping.
Still cheating.
Yeah. Cheating. As much as it sucks.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Listen, thank you so much for calling in, Anonymous.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. I think we have to dive into that later on in the show, you guys. Isn't that?
I think we do a segment on Thursdays called War of the Roses around this time. And that's a common theme that we hear. Is people are cheating because they're kind of putting their toe in the water with this other person, but they also have a fallback plan with the person they're still dating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, it happens a lot.
Yeah. And you just don't want anybody to know that you're still married or that you're seeing someone else, because there is that stigma that comes with it that you're like a quote-unquote cheater. But, all right, cool. We got some confessions lined up, but we also do have some lines open at 704-570-9595. Roy, you said someone peed in a closet at a party, right? On a confession in the past? We have another peer on hold.
Oh,
also, someone is intimate with somebody else. That is shocking who that person is that she's intimate with. We'll take that call coming up in 3 minutes. Confession Wednesday on the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
Come with me.
A Beasley Media Group station. Home of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
My station.
Come with me.
It's 95.1.
I have a confession to make.
Go on.
It's Confession Wednesday on the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. This is a Planet Fitness judgment-free zone. It's 95.1.
All right, kicking things off with Anonymous in Albemarle. What would you like to confess?
Yes, I had another pee confession. So one time, whenever me and my fiance first got together, we were at the sandbar with like a ton of people. And for some reason, I just didn't feel comfortable enough to pee in the water. And I'm a nurse, so I know how important it is to, you know, pee and not hold it. And anyways, I got in his friend's boat and the bathroom wasn't working. And I just use the bathroom in the bathroom anyways.
So he told you not to use the bathroom in the boat. Is that what you're saying?
No, No, they didn't tell me not to use the bathroom remote, but I knew that it wasn't working, and it had, like, a bunch of floats deflated in there, and I just felt comfortable enough to use it in there.
Hey, man, when you got to go.
That's true.
Yeah, especially when you're drunk.
Yeah. So, wait, you went on the floats and stuff?
Yeah.
Ah. Okay.
As far as I can remember.
Yeah, yeah. So someone peed on a bunch of jackets in a closet. We had that confession once. And now we can add to our pee confessions, everyone. Mark it on your calendars.
Inflatables
now. And happy National Nurses Day.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, this is Anonymous in Fort Mill.
Hey, y'all.
Hi, you're on in our Planet Fitness Judgment-Free Zone studio with Confession Wednesday. What would you like to confess?
So I'm in an intimate relationship with my fiance's father.
So you're soon-to-be father-in-law.
Yes.
How intimate?
Moving furniture intimate on every two-day basis.
Whoa.
And how did this happen?
We were at his cousin's wedding, and that's when I was pregnant, and I was being sober, of course, and he came on to me whenever he was drunk, and one thing led to another, and it just happened.
Now, you said it's happening like every 2 days, so I'd imagine that your fiance doesn't know that you guys are meeting up every 2 days, because that'd be a big red flag, like, hey, why are you hanging out with Dad all the time?
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just stuck out with the gym, so, yeah.
Oh, okay.
This might be taking this too far, but do you and your fiance move furniture as often as you and his dad?
No.
Who's better?
His dad.
Yeah.
Probably. Who's better looking?
His dad.
Oh, my God. So are you going to leave your fiance for his dad?
Well, it's technically his stepdad, but it's like I like older men.
Okay, so are you going to leave your fiance? Is that where this is going?
Possibly, because he's just a horrible guy.
Listen, we call it the
numerous times.
Yeah, we call it the judgment free zone here, and we don't judge, and just supposed to listen to the confessions. But this is also where we do War of the Roses. So we also will tell people if you're in one relationship and you're not happy and you're seeing someone else, just tell that person and be honest with them, right?
Yeah, he's lied to my face numerous times about it, and it's like, dude, come on.
Plus, today it's hotter and better.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, is there even any reason to discuss this whole thing?
Well, I think they had a kid together.
Oh, yeah.
No. We miscarried.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. 3 weeks later, so.
Mm. No. I'm sorry to hear that. Well, everything happens for a reason, so maybe your reasons are lining up. Who knows?
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thanks for confessing. Hopefully that helps. See, you never know what you're going to get on Confession Wednesday. There's someone who's messing around with her fiance's father-in-law or her father-in-law.
Well, there's something to be said that maybe her fiance will turn into a spitting image.
Well, she said it was a stepdad, though.
Oh,
so
that's right.
Not
stepdad.
Really related. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Dump him.
Right? Yeah. Total judgment here.
Yeah.
On the Judgment Free Zone Confession Wednesday. All right. Well, thanks everyone for getting your confessions on. Hey, let's take a minute and regroup. And let's go back to the conversation that we had with our first confession, which was we need to hear from people, Roy and Loren, who dated someone while they were still with someone else, and now they're married to that person. It's technically cheating.
It is.
But in the same sense, you're over the other person you're still with. You have feelings for someone new.
Then you should have called it off.
But maybe it does, like with marriages, it doesn't always work that easy.
Right.
You got to go through legal things and ramifications. So if you're currently dating the person that you cheated with, can you give us a shout? 704-570-9595.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1. We are the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. We want to give you $200. That's in the jackpot for 5 seconds to cash. Your next chance to play is at 12 noon with Cameron.
Also, if you're a BTS fan, we're going to hook you up with a flyaway to go see them in New York, probably in about the next, 10 minutes?
Yep. So make sure you're listening for that code word. But when we started Confession Wednesday about 15 minutes ago, we heard a confession from Anonymous who told us a story that she was seeing another person while she was with with someone else. And that's kind of what we want to talk about right now at 704-570-9595.
Yeah, it's a situation where she's got a fiance now, but she was cheating with that fiance on her ex-husband.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like cheating to be with the one that you love and the one that you're with right now, but yet you're still cheating to make that happen. It's got to be difficult, I would think.
Let's talk with Anonymous in Lexington.
Yes.
Hi, so you've been right in this. You cheated, and tell us what happened.
Well, I wasn't having a good relationship with my husband. We hadn't been intimate or anything in a long time, and I met someone at work, and things just kind of happened. And I got divorced within the year, and then I got married right away.
To that person that you were messing around with on your ex?
Yes.
Okay, did you consider it cheating, though? Like, is that, did you say, like, where this is, even though things weren't great with your ex-husband, you still sit there and you go, I feel guilty about this?
Yes, because I made a commitment, and I should have broke that off before. But the way things happen, we have children together, it just wasn't, it was harder than it, it's easier said than done to leave a marriage, even if you know it's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
How long did you hide it for?
Just a couple months.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Anonymous, for a little insight. Here's someone else with an interesting story.
Anonymous and Hickory, go ahead.
Hey, so pretty much.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
When I was pregnant with my oldest, my boyfriend at the time and his best friend and his girlfriend at the time, we would all double date. Well, after, you know, I had my son, it was like this chemistry, and him and his girlfriend broke up and I was still with my boyfriend, and we started kind of messing around, and things ended with my boyfriend at the time. And pretty much here we are 10 years later, and we're married and have two kids.
And just like the last caller, did you feel guilty about it? About cheating with the person that you love and that you're with now?
I knew that there was something there, so I knew I had to kind of follow that. I mean, it was still wrong, you know, like cheating, it was wrong. But I don't feel bad about it because now I have this family.
Okay.
And to add to it, they work together and they're still friends. And we all like hang out.
Oh, that's cool.
That's a tremendous reality show.
Yeah.
It's pretty insane.
There you go. All right. Well, thanks for calling. So I guess what we wanted to know, we got answered. It's like, yes, we know it's wrong. And yes, quote unquote, it's cheating.
But that cheating led to two kids. I mean, that's beautiful.
And overall happiness. And what do we want in life, Loren?
I don't want my husband to cheat on me.
Well, of course. The answer is happiness.
But without the cheating.
Yeah.
You want happiness.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Hey, Travis. Mr. Brown, U.S. Census Bureau. We're going to get your paperwork submitted in. We have the back page of the population count. It's an opinion questionnaire, and I have to get this submitted in for 2018. We have to put it in before the fiscal year.
Okay.
All right, so to kick things off, and how many kids are in your household?
No kids.
But how many kids are just darn too many?
Are you just making conversation now, or?
Nope, it's a question that I need the answer to.
Sounds strange, but I don't know. Five would be too many kids for me.
And how many times have you wished upon a star?
Who is this?
Mr. Brown. When was the last time you bought some scratchers and cigarettes?
What's your name? What's your name and where are you calling from?
Mr. Brown, U.S. Census Bureau, we've been over this.
No, I don't believe you.
Well, you can believe it, buddy. It is. I don't know if you can hear it, buddy, but it's red, really? White, and blue knocking on your door. It's called patriotism. We've got to put the paperwork in.
Patriotism? Excuse me, do you realize that you're talking to a police officer here? Do you understand that you're in violation of 18 U.S.C. Section 912?
What? 912.
That it's illegal to be impersonating an officer, and you could be sent to prison for no less than 3 years?
How do you know all the laws? It's as if you had the law written in front of you.
Why do I know the laws? Because I'm a police officer, buddy. It's my job to know.
Were you the nerd in class? Because I really don't think... I never believe the cops know all the...
Oh, you are messing with the wrong guy.
Oh, really?
You are messing with the wrong guy. You called
but
the wrong
I
number,
bet,
my friend. I don't know what this prank phone call is, but you're going down. We're going to track this number, and I'm calling you back.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Ah, so the question, Roy, is, did he hang up or did you hang up?
That was me hanging up.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. KISS 95.1.
So it's graduation season, and I found a list of celebrities that did really well on their SATs that you probably wouldn't think of. But Ben Affleck scored a perfect score, a true 1600
really?
On his SATs. So did Will Smith.
But Matt Damon was the smart one in Good Will Hunting.
I know.
Hmm.
James Franco also got a perfect score.
You know, I never took the SATs. Never.
We believe that. You're not surprising anyone.
Community college didn't require it.
Right.
You need to take a community college like entrance test, though.
No. Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah.
And you had to have a number two pencil.
Yeah.
Kesha, she did really well on her SATs as well, scoring a 1500 just before dropping out.
Cool move.
She was so close to graduating.
Did you take the ACT?
Nope.
I think I took the ACT, I think.
Okay.
But I can't remember either.
They had this awesome deal. If you just went to 2 years of community college, you got into the university.
You got into radio.
I dropped out and got into radio.
Natalie Portman also did really well. Of course, the actress went to Harvard. So.
I got such a bad score. I told my dad how I did, and he goes, "Well, how'd you do in English?" I was like, "No, that's combined."
Ooh.
Yeah, that wasn't just the math.
Yeah. Yeah, not good. All right, so speaking of Will Smith, he was on Kelly and Ryan, and he said, "Aladdin is going to be really good. He promises."
This movie is spectacular. And I know what y'all thinking. You're like, boy, you said that about Wild Wild West. This movie is so beautiful.
Yeah, that's funny. Wild Wild West was okay. It was very odd, though.
Yeah.
Steampunk.
Yeah, it was odd.
All right, so Meghan Markle and Prince Harry have just introduced their little boy to the world. If you want to see the brand new bouncing baby boy, you can go to our socials. I believe it's on the KISS Instagram.
It's all over my Insta timeline. You can find it anywhere.
Yeah?
But yes, KISS would be nice for you to go check out that one.
Also, Khloe Kardashian, not invited to the Met Gala, even though all the other Kardashian Jenners were.
Yeah, I would like to break down which Kardashian is the biggest star.
No, I think that's easy.
Okay.
I think it's Kim.
Yeah, I don't think there's a question.
I agree.
Yeah.
And then Chris.
Yes.
And then Kourtney.
I think the younger Jenners before Chris.
Really?
Yeah.
I should get my mom on the phone. She's a huge Kardashian fan.
Well, Chris has the most money.
Chris made those girls what they are.
She's right. The monarch then?
Right.
Are you putting Chris above Kim?
No. Not in rating of popularity. She's responsible for all of them, but I don't think she's
all
the
right.
most popular.
We'll come up with the list off the air because it'll be terrible for people that hate the Kardashians to listen to us break them down.
That's true.
And then we'll post it up at the MRL show.
But what's hot? What's trending?
So have you guys seen the commercials for the portal from Facebook yet?
Yes, with Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah, they're doing a really good campaign for Mother's Day. But if you haven't seen them yet, they look like large iPads that are set up in your whatever room you want to put them in. But it allows you to Facebook chat with your loved ones. And there's a camera in there that actually follows you around the room. So you can move around if you want to go grab your coffee and set it up in the kitchen. And it will actually focus on you as you're having the conversation.
Cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. All right, go check that out at the MRL show on kiss95.1.com. Up next, Something that's pretty much very basic for a lot of people is difficult for Roy. We'll explain in 8 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All right. So, Roy, you mentioned earlier this morning that you've taken on the food prep service HelloFresh that Loren and I have been on for a while.
Yeah.
But you have a major issue.
I wanted to try it. And it's not easy because you have to dice a bunch of stuff.
And?
I'm not good at dicing. I don't know how to do it. And so I get so upset and angry that I just start chopping, almost like you take an axe and you just slam it down. That's what I'm doing with a knife until it finally looks like it's in fine pieces.
Don't feel bad, buddy. I'm not good at it either. So I just invested in one of those slap chopper things.
That's the key, the slap chop.
Okay.
Or also like a big knife. If you have a big knife, it's easier to chop up with.
And then, because I don't know how to dice tomatoes, and so evidently if you do them too thin, they squish.
Mm-hmm.
So at one point, I think I made tomato juice.
Yeah. Like,
there was no, the salsa was just juice, I'm pretty sure, that I made.
Hey, I wonder if other people out there have a specific thing that other people are good at, but they're not. Like, I don't know. See, the more I thought about it, Loren, the more I thought maybe chopping isn't basic. Maybe it does take a specific skill.
I think it's tough.
And you got to have like certain knives. See, this is why I used a local food prep company because they know how to dice all that stuff. They're way easier.
They would dice it for you.
Yeah.
I think the like when you get all the ingredients though and you can make it at home and open a bottle of wine or have a beer while you're cooking, like to me that's fun. Well, I just loathe going to the grocery store. Like, I literally would rather have a root canal than go to the grocery store.
Really?
I hate it. I'm bad at it.
I didn't know that you hated that much.
I'm just bad at it. I forget everything.
Yeah, and then I'll overbuy. So here's how it works. Because Sterling works all day, and we get off, and we have the afternoons, because we work early mornings. So typically, it's my responsibility in the house to go to the grocery store. Never fails that I'll buy too much food and then I'll get in trouble because I'm overspending. And then one day, Sterling was like, I hate going to the grocery store. I don't know how you love doing it. And I'm like, you think I love doing it? You think that I look forward to going to the grocery store? No, I hate it. I do it because if we don't, we won't eat.
Like, were you that dramatic when you told him?
Yes, of course I am.
Get this. I wait for Dallas to come back in town and let him go to the grocery store. Like, I will find a can of soup that's in the back of the pantry.
You'll make do with something so you don't have to go.
Yeah, I'll eat cereal for dinner. Like, I literally have no desire to go to the grocery store. It's my least favorite thing in the world.
Even the new Grande de Teeter across from Waverly?
You know, if I don't need anything, just to walk around maybe. But if I have a list, like, I can never find anything and I always forget stuff. It's just, it's not fun for me.
Someone sent a text message that says they don't know how to type.
But yet they typed to send that message.
Maybe that was on a phone.
Oh.
Yeah, but I mean, the keyboard's kind of in the same spot. You know what I mean? Maybe just take. Are you the one finger like the?
No, probably. They don't know how to type quick.
Oh. All right. What is it that you find everyone else can do, but you have a difficult time doing it?
704-570-9595. We'll take your phone calls next.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
Well, honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Love taking little clips of people who are fans of the MRL Morning Show that say, like, hey, love you guys, listen to you. You know, you're part of the fam, and that's nice to hear. And Stephanie came to the Dunkin' at Waxhaw last Friday, producer Nicole. You didn't even know this, I don't think. And she said, she brought us little gift bags, and she said, thank you guys for using my voice on your commercial. And we didn't know what she was talking about. Well, it turns out, I don't know if it's that voice there, but we used her voice on something where she's like, hey, love you guys. So she's like, you guys made my voice sound like
auto-tuned.
Yeah. And it was so cool to hear every morning. I felt like a superstar. So you never know.
You guys are stars. You make our show. Without you, our show would suck.
Okay, here's where we don't suck in life. Everybody has something that other people can do, but they can't do it. 704-570-9595. My wife Amanda is in the car heading to work right now, and I'm going to give her a shout out. She's not the best bike rider, you know, and okay. You use the saying, hey, it's like riding a bike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's not the best bike rider, but, and I learned that when we started dating, I took her to the Jersey, the beach, and like we were riding bikes on a main street, and she's like, ah, I'm not comfortable. I'm like, come on. You know, I realized she wasn't comfortable. But now she's been riding bikes with Dean and doing much better.
Okay.
So there's probably something in your life, like Roy is dealing with, where everybody else could do it, but it's difficult for you. 704-570-9595. What was yours, Roy?
I can't dice tomatoes or onions or really anything. I can't dice.
Did you look it up on YouTube?
Oh, yeah.
People are sending links in the text.
Of course I've looked it up on YouTube, and every time they do it, it looks so easy. All right, let's talk with Lindsay in Kannapolis.
Hello, how are you guys doing?
Hello. So tell us, what's something that you can't do, but it seems like everybody can?
Okay, so it's actually really weird. I can't cross my eyes. I can cross, like, one eye. Like, I can do one at a time, but I can't do them both. And I actually almost got a DWI because of it.
Oh,
the
my
officer didn't believe me.
Gosh.
Yeah, like, yeah. I had to get out. I had bus dinner with some friends. I had a glass of wine, and I was honest, you know. He was bored. He pulled me over, and I told him I had a glass of wine. So I had to do all the field sobriety tests. He didn't breathalyze me, and he did, like, the converging thing where he points at your nose.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't cross my eyes. I'm sorry. And he was like, well, that just doesn't sound possible. Like, why would I lie about that?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me see you, Roy.
Cross my eyes?
Yeah. No. Oh, there he goes. But it's a whole thing when he did it.
I had to, like, really think about it.
Like, roll your eyes back in your head.
Yeah. You okay, buddy? You having a seizure? Thanks so much, Lindsay. Thanks for calling, okay?
Thanks, guys.
All right.
People are texting in, too. 704 said, I can't French braid. Another 704, I can't whistle or roll my R's.
Remember you guys made fun of me for the way I snap my finger?
Yeah, because you snap it weird.
I snap it with my thumb and my index finger.
Yeah, and everyone else uses their middle finger to snap.
Yeah. let's see. Someone said they can't burp. People can make themselves burp. And I beg my body to let it out all the time.
I can't do that either.
You can't?
Nope.
I can.
I cannot force myself to burp.
I'll spare you. Lorraine, someone else said they hate grocery shopping just like you.
Ugh. I know, man. It's the worst.
Area code 336 says, I can't open plastic water bottles without getting water everywhere. It's the stupid bottle.
Nowadays, the bottles are really thin.
Yeah. Like this one's really thin.
Yeah, maybe that is a thing.
Yeah, if you're squeezing the bottle too hard, it will fly up at you.
A lot of people not being able to whistle. I wonder if I should do a YouTube video on how to whistle.
A tutorial?
I could do it. I got this one. I
wouldn't know how to explain how to do it. I just blow and it happens.
That one with just your lips?
Real aggressive one.
I could let it rip.
Oh, how'd you do that?
You put your... So you tighten your bottom lip against your bottom teeth really tight, right?
Uh-huh.
And then you put your tongue up against it, but like up against the bottom, and then touch the top. And then you got to kind of pull it off a little to make the whistle. You're on it.
That's so stupid.
I'm just blowing
we're
air.
We're going to sit in our boss's office, and he's going to be like, so what'd you think of the show today? Like, I don't know. I whistled.
I thought the whistle part was an A+. Did Manny teach someone how to whistle on the radio today? If you guys need content, I'm here for you.
Yeah.
Someone with area code 704 said they can't wink no matter how hard they try. Both eyes close.
I can wink.
Yeah, I can wink at you. Oh, these are funny. You guys are funny, man.
I know I can't move my ears, but I don't think many people can.
I can't braid hair. Oh, man, I'm going to have to do that to my daughter one day, I'm sure.
Yeah, you are.
I can't roll my tongue when speaking Spanish like you're supposed to with your R's.
Same here. Same here.
Nicole, let me hear you try it. Say rojo.
That's about right.
So funny.
It's about right, man.
All right, keep them coming. You can text them or hit us up on our socials at the MRL Show. There you can also find an awesome thing that Cam Newton did for our producer, Nicole, who you just heard from. It's up at the MRL Show on our Instagram. He is designed a tat for her. She's going to get it done. Go look at that design. And then after 9, we got to tell you guys, there is a new dating site, but you got to make the cut, Loren. Not everyone is invited. In fact, it's a dating site for just quote-unquote beautiful people.
Oh.
Okay.
Hear what you need to make the cut coming up just after 9.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So if you're on a dating app, there's a dating website called beautifulpeople.com that they kick members out. if they have any of these unattractive features.
Holy cow.
Yeah. So
who's on it? Leo DiCaprio and...
Maybe. I don't know. But they are taking the responses of their members. And if you have any of these 10 things and you're a guy, you can be removed. A bad mouth, which is like a mouth that's too small, no lips, poor teeth.
Oh my gosh.
If you're overweight, if you're too short, if you have bad skin, if you have ungroomed facial or body hair, including unibrows, toe hair, ew, nose hair.
I mean, if you're human, you might not get on this website.
Or excessive back hair.
Holy cow.
They won't let you in if you have a crooked nose or a nose too large, if you are balding, if you have bad posture, if you have dirty or long fingernails, or if you are too skinny or scrawny.
Okay, so you can't be too fat and you can't be too skinny.
I'm going on it just to see.
Are you? Beautifulpeople.com?
Oh, this can't be real.
It is, man. Connect with beautiful men and women in your local area or from around the world.
For the women, this is what you cannot have. You cannot be overweight. Your eyes cannot be too far apart.
What?
Your eyes cannot be too far apart.
You cannot have a big nose, bad skin, poor posture, too much butt or not enough butt. You can't be thin fat.
I mean, what do we do? Do we post a picture and then we get cut?
Yeah, I guess so. Bad teeth. You can't have bad teeth. You cannot have bad makeup. If you do not apply your makeup correctly, you can be removed. If you have a unibrow and you do not pluck or wax, you can be removed.
We're setting up an account right now.
I need to find a celebrity that they won't, or someone pretty,
right,
to get allowed in.
You know what I like? I like the fact that we get thrown out, and then we argue with them that we are good enough looking to be on.
Oh, man. Wow, and you have to answer, it looks like, a little question.
Net worth?
Really?
That's the first question.
Tell
us a little bit about yourself.
All right, what do you think my net worth should be?
Loren, you help out.
I don't know.
$100,000?
Sure. That's a lot of
money. Seems like a lot.
Holy cow. Their drop-down menu is $100,000 to
$250,000. Oh, my gosh. That's the beginning?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
If you make less than $50,000 or if your net worth is less than $50,000, you can't even have a conversation on the website.
Really? So should I be straight, gay, or bisexual? Let's go with gay. It's fun.
Looking for love, social networking, fun and flirts, business networking, or invitations to parties and events.
Okay.
Okay, good. Now that's, you're done. Fun. Go to your profile.
All right, now's the photo
all
part.
All right.
So who should I go? I'm going to just type in pretty person. Pretty guy.
Do you like Will Ferrell?
No, you don't want it to be too obvious because then they're going to know it's fake.
Are you going to go generic?
Yeah, I think
so. Did you go guy or girl?
I used
fluid.
A guy. Okay. That's a good idea. Fluid.
Here, this is a good one. Cute boys that girls love.
Oh, he's cute.
And by the way, it is clearly a fake model photo. Yeah. All right, I'm going to walk down this road.
I mean, the guy, he kind of looked like a little I don't know.
Who's the guy that passed away from Fast and the Furious? That's kind of how
Paul
he looks.
Walker. Paul Walker. It does have a little Paul Walker vibe.
Paul Walker looking.
All right.
So if you're just joining us, we're on a website. What's it called? They're in Beautiful People.
Yep.
And you have to have certain features and match certain criteria or else you get thrown off the site.
Move him up, yeah. Just cut off the top of his head.
Right there?
No, zoom out a little bit. Yeah, there you go.
Jeez, there's so many requirements. I mean, just uploading a photo to this place
is a whole thing.
It really is. It's not easy.
That's good.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Let's see.
It's definitely not going to make it through because, they have to validate it.
Oh, boy. And we put Nicole's email in.
We did use Nicole's email. I didn't want to get the spam. I'm sorry, Nicole. And I used your EDU email from your college.
Her face right now.
Oh, man. So does it say anything in your article, like how many people are on the website? Because we're not finding that. We can't get past this.
It says the poll included responses from 3,000 members. So there's more than 3,000, but that's who they polled.
I just want to see how many people from the Carolinas. are on it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm interested. Like, who in the Carolinas is truly on this website?
Wait, do you want to know how many people they've turned away?
Yes.
8.5 million people
oh
worldwide.
Oh, my gosh. That's like a country they've turned away.
Jeez.
And that's
let me
incredible.
Tell you, that means there's 8.5 million people who think they met the criteria. And they got turned down.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, like, I know I wouldn't meet that criteria. I wouldn't even try. There's 8.5 million people who's like, I'm not that bad.
So funny. Area code 704 says, I actually know someone who made the website. She's been on it for 2 years and enjoys going to the events and making connections for work.
Oh, get my out
gosh.
Of here.
Gosh. Nicole, did you get an email from them that we've been approved? With our
no, you don't even need that. You guys are denied.
We meet zero of the criteria. All right, the beautiful people web dating app. I'd rather go to Tinder, I guess.
The MRL.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.